The focus of our service this morning is crushed. Crushed are we because of our sins. Crushed is sin because of our Savior. We see that throughout the lessons for today. We look first of all at the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. We'll be in chapter 17. There's various sections. This is the account of David going up against Goliath. It also serves as the sermon text for today. Listen closely. We're told, starting at verse 4, 1 Samuel chapter 17, a challenger who represented the Philistines came out from the camp of the Philistines. He was named Goliath of Gath. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he wore scaled body armor, which was made of more than 100 pounds of bronze. He had bronze greaves on his shins and a bronze spear slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead was made of 15 pounds of iron. His shield bearer went out ahead of him. He would stand up and shout to the armies of Israel, "Why have you come out to line up in battle formation? I am a Philistine, and you are servants of Saul, aren't you? Choose a man to represent you and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, we will be your servants. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our servants and you will serve us." The Philistine would say, "I defy the ranks of Israel today. Give me a man and we will fight each other." When Saul and all the people of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they lost courage and were terrified. Then we go on at verse 32. David said to Saul, "Do not let anyone lose heart because of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." But Saul said to David, "You can't go up against that Philistine to fight with him because you are just a boy, and he has been a warrior since he was a youth." David said to Saul, "Your servant has been taking care of his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it and rescued the lamb out of its mouth. When the lion reared up against me, I grabbed it by its mane, struck it, and killed it. Your servant struck both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defied the ranks of the living God." David added, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go then, may the Lord be with you." So Saul dressed David in his own gear. He placed a bronze helmet on his head and dressed him in a scaled body armor. David strapped his sword over his gear. He tried to walk around in them, since he had never trained with this kind of equipment before. David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, because I have never trained with them." So David took them off. Then David took his staff in his hand and picked 5 smooth stones out of the riverbed and put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag. He took his sling in his hand and approached the Philistine. Going on at verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will hand you over to me. I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth. Then all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel, and all those gathered here will know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle belongs to the Lord, and he will deliver you into our hand." Then when the Philistine started advancing to attack David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand into his bag, took a stone from it, shot it with his sling, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down to the ground. So David defeated the Philistine with a sling and a stone. He struck the Philistine and killed him, even though David did not have a sword in his hand. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 91, and I think this is the only part that's from the old hymnal. You'll have to take it from the old hymnal. It's on page 100 in the red hymnal, Psalm 91. The epistle lesson for today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews. We'll read there in chapter 4, starting at verse 14. One of the ways in which Jesus certainly served as our champion was in his office as high priest. Or the Hebrews says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, namely Jesus, the Son of God, let us continue to hold on to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. So let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The word of the Lord. We'll respond then with the gospel acclamation, which is on page 161. Let us arise now to honor the gospel. Today's gospel, recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, we'll start there at verse 1. The account of Jesus tempted in the wilderness. We're told Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. He did not eat anything during those days. When they came to an end, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The devil led him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil told him, "I will give you all this power and the glory of these kingdoms because it has been entrusted to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, because it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will lift you up with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It says, you shall not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You may now be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn 871. 871.